The seventh requirement needed for learning Torah is anava, is humility. And that's obvious because in order to properly hear and understand and therefore respect and maybe accept a different view than what is yours originally, you have to be a humble person, somebody who's willing to do that. That really brings us to the sphera of the day, is Malchus Shebechesed, the kingdom within the kindness. The idea being that in order for us to truly gain a true level of kindness and love towards Hashem, it must be out of the first basic idea of us receiving upon ourselves His kingdom, His kingship, His ruling, and that we are subjugated to it. Another aspect of this, on a much more a deeper level, as explained in the mystic works of Kabbalah, is that all of prayer comes through this midah, through the sphera of Malchus, of kingdom. The idea being, when we pray to somebody, asking them for help, obviously, we're praying and asking somebody who is able to help us. So be it. In this case, it would be the King of all kings, Hashem Himself. And therefore, we have to bring ourselves to pray with a true acceptance of His rules, of His guidelines. And not only that, but that we should pray for that kingdom to grow, that should be recognized and accepted by all, and that we should pray for others. And when we do kindness for others, it should be with a royal, king-like way of doing that chesed, doing that kindness. We shouldn't look down when we give charity at the people we're giving charity to. We should give it to them in a proper and respectful manner.